Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the capital of cornhole.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity, because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
This month, the Ohio Newsroom is celebrating a sporty Made in Ohio May. I'm Claire Roth. The origins of cornhole are murky. Some say the earliest iteration of the bag and board game started in Native American communities. Others point to 14th century Germany. But regardless of where it was invented, the Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports one Ohio city claims to have taken it from a backyard pastime to a professional sport.
You can tell if a cornhole player is good by the sound alone. A thud flat on the wooden board shows control. A slide off the slick, tilted surface into the gravel might elicit an oof. But the best players barely make a sound. Their bags leave the player's hand, soar 20 feet or so, and land cleanly in the board's hole. Frank Gears has a name for it.
The number one shot, if you can perfect it, is the airmail, because nobody can stop an airmail.
Cornhole is pretty basic. You and an opponent take turns throwing bean-filled bags at a board across a lawn. A bag on the board is 1 point. A bag in the hole is 3. First 21 wins. Gear says in the early 2000s, though, few outside of Cincinnati played the game.
The rest of the country really didn't have a clue what was going on at this point in time.
But Gears believed it could be more than just a way to pass time before a Bengals game. He wanted it to be the main event. So he founded the American Cornhole Organization in 2005.
I still believe that this once backyard game can become the world's biggest sport.
He wasn't alone in that vision. A competing group, the American Cornhole Association, on the west side of Cincinnati, formed 2 years prior, publishing basic rules online like how far apart boards should be, the scoring method. Gears and the American Cornhole Organization on the east side made the game even more competitive.
We created the idea of creating a ranking system. So you're chasing something. You're chasing the chance to be the best player on the planet, playing in competitions all across the country.
Gear says around 5,000 ACO members compete in his organization's official tournaments each year. But thousands more have taken to the sport at tailgates, family reunions, and fraternity front lawns, in part because anyone can participate. Teenagers, seniors, and reporters with questionable hand-eye coordination can all give pitch-in their best effort.
Well, do you want to play a little bit?
Let's do it.
With a backwards hat and shades, Gears looks the part of a tailgater as he throws out bags and cornhole lingo. A Cincinnati slide knocks another bag in the hole. A pinwheel rolls over other bags. They're pro-level moves. The advice he gives me is simpler.
Put the bag in the hole more often than your competition, and you're going to win every time.
I take those words to heart and sling one in.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I did win my high school cornhole tournament.
Gears has his own resume to boast. He says he replaced the traditional corn kernel-filled bags with resin-filled ones to better standardize their weight. He says he pioneered the dual-sided bag material, where one side sticks more and the other side slides. And he says he helped answer an existential question. Is the game cornhole or bags?
You're not watching them play bags on ESPN, you're watching them play cornhole.
Whatever you may call it, Gear says Ohio is in much of the DNA of the sport. Though it's unclear exactly why Cincinnati was the hotbed. Some theorize German immigrants brought the game over. And the Buckeye State still shapes cornhole today. Beyond Gear's organization's contributions, the American Cornhole Association manufactures equipment outside of Salina, and multiple Ohioans could compete in the World Championships coming up in July. They aren't casual about their commitment to the game.
We have players that are so passionate about us, they've tattooed their body to become lifetime members of our organization.
I'm not quite ready for that, but after I land an airmail, I can understand the obsession.
But you scored 3 on me. Nice job.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.